It's Friday, October 9th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Which industries are winners and which are losers? More MSP moves from Microsoft. Slack connects organizations more. And data on how the internet is performing. This is the Business of Tech. Industry research company Canalys hosted their forum event virtually and presented some new insights on the market, particularly about industries and winners and losers. Industries losing, retail and offices, and the analyst view is that there have been fundamental changes and some may never return. Industry events, sports, hotels, theaters, music venues, and air travel were tactical losers, and while hit in the short term, will recover when restrictions are eased. Short-term winners include food retailers, home furniture, and home fitness. Strategic winners included e-commerce and video conferencing. The analysts also noted acceleration in tech, in education, and in healthcare. Why do we care? If you're doing business planning for next quarter and for 2021, here are data points you can leverage to analyze your own customers. Sure, they're a bit obvious, but that doesn't mean they're not useful. My advice, understand your customers and your customers' customers. Are you tracking this specifically? Are you looking at their industries and those trends? There's an argument for going vertical because of the level of time and expertise required to know that one industry. Spend a bit more time on tracking their industry and a touch less on tracking the technology industry. We talk about it moving so fast, but you know what? It doesn't move that fast. Microsoft has added cloud-based multi-tenancy for MSPs to Microsoft's 365 Admin Center. This handles management on behalf of customers, mergers and acquisitions, tests and production, and regulatory requirements for multiple tenants. Why do we care? Finally, huh? Let's talk strategy. Another MSP-focused feature coming out of Microsoft. String these together, they're thinking about the space. I think of Microsoft like an aircraft carrier. Slow-moving, hard to turn, but when deployed and directed, an unstoppable force. They pivoted to the cloud, and it took a while. And now they've targeted delivering services in the MSP space. Be the airplane that leverages the carrier, not the boat it runs over. Slack has announced further extension of its Slack Connect functionality, which in 2021 will allow employees to directly connect with people from others' organizations. The feature is, quote, mostly designed for salespeople who need to message vendors, clients, and others without setting up a shared Slack channel. Why do we care? There's obvious opportunity in messaging. Everyone talks unified communications, but I have more messaging apps now than ever before. You can see these platforms moving to make communications easier. Teams has similar focus on cross organizations. Via statement, there's opportunity in making all this connectivity work. I'll also note that Slack could be quite useful in a services company and then linked out to your customers via this mechanism. That sounds like customer experience. ThousandEyes had an update to their internet performance report. Some highlights. Yes, internet disruptions did occur more in March, a 63% increase in global disruptions compared to January, and 45% more in June than in January. And why? Not because of congestion, but because of increased traffic engineering. And cloud networks are more stable than ISP networks. Downtime is just more impactful. And the good news? CDN and DNS providers did hold up well. Why do we care? The internet performed as hoped, which is good news. The core engineering is working as intended. We don't need to worry as much about the core internet, and instead need to focus on broadband availability. Nothing's ever done, though don't spend your time worried about reliability. Instead, focus any attention here on accessibility and availability. We've got a lot of work to do there. And we care because that work opens up more markets, more customers, and more solutions. The MSP event of the year is back. This time, it's virtual and free to attend. SureWeb's Accelerate 2020 offers a comprehensive online program to help you gear up for the future of managed services. Industry experts will deliver thought leadership sessions and hands-on workshops on sales, marketing, financials, strategic business planning, and customer engagement. Also available will be one-on-one meetings and fun virtual networking. Want to stay relevant in a disrupted world? Join us from anywhere on October 21st and 22nd. Registration is open at accelerate.sureweb.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. There will be a bonus episode diving into that Treasury declaration that paying ransomware may be breaking the law. And I will be back again on Monday.